Hi, this is Sophie from Simplera, and in this video, we'll cover the differences between automations and autoresponses. So an autoresponse is an email that is connected to either your list or your product. And you find it on the right tab over here, autoresponses, and the same for the list here, autoresponses. Now for your list, you might want to add an autoresponse that welcomes people on the list and maybe gives them access to any content that they signed up for. And it might look something like this: welcome aboard, here's your guide, link to the guide, say welcome on the list. And you can see that this is sent out immediately after sign up, 0 days after sign up. You do the exact same thing when you send out autoresponses connected to your product. So let's go to this product in here, autoresponses. Oh, we can see that once again, we have one here that is sent out immediately after sign up that says, thank you for joining my course. And if I click on this, we can go and edit it if we want to. And you can see here that you can have multiple autoresponses. You can add as many as you want. You just click on this one, give it a subject line and choose when it should be sent out. Notice that this is days after signup, so not days since the last autoresponse, but days since they subscribed to your list or days since they bought the product. You can see here, if you click on any autoresponse and you scroll down a little bit, you can see that you have the option to release content with alongside your autoresponse, and you can also add triggers to your autoresponse. So let's say for this product, I have an immediate autoresponse 0 days after sign up. I have two drips in here. That is for the membership site and for the first module, for the course and the first module. Then 7 days after, they get another autoresponse. Here's the next module. If we click on this one, you can see that now they get access to module two. And third module, module three has been dripped. And the final module, 21 days after sign up, they get module number four down here. Now I can also add a trigger if I want to. I can add a trigger like this. So let's say that once they have received all of these autoresponses, I want to add a tag that says online course done, for example, online course done. Save changes. So once they have been sent the last autoresponse, they will get this tag. And then I can always look up this tag to see how many people have gone through the entire course, have gone through all my autoresponses in here. And now this whole setup of giving access to your content and notifying people about it is very simple and can be very effective, but there are also a few limits. One of them being that you can't pick the time of the day the autoresponses are being sent out. Another one being that you can't exclude people from any of these autoresponses. And also that autoresponses can only be connected to one product, one list. You can't have multiple triggers that fires these autoresponses. So this is where automations come in handy. I will make another video showing how you can create an automation from scratch. In this video, I'm going to show you a very neat feature. If you have already set up your autoresponses, you can click on these three dots and then you can actually convert them to an automation. So let's say I want to do this. I click OK here. And now it just takes a few seconds and then I will be able to go into my automation. And we can see that it's right up here and it's now called Autoresponder for Online Course Converted. If I click on this, we can see what it looks like as an automation. So we have the trigger up here, which is when people are activated as a participant for my online course. Then they gain access to this course, they gain access to module one, and they receive this first email, which is basically just the first autoresponse, but put in as a library email instead. Then they wait for 7 days, they get access to module two, they get another email, wait for 7 days, get access to another module, get an email, wait 7 days, and so on all the way until they get this tag that I also added in my auto responses. So the final thing that I want to show you in here is one of the limits that I talked about for the auto response, which was that you can't pick the time of the day. You can do this in automation. So to do this, let's say that the first module and the first email they should get immediately. So I don't want to set any time frame for that. But then for the next module, module two, I want them to get wait 7 days and then wait until it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So in order to set this, I go into the waiting step before the module. So I go into this waits for 7 days step. I click on this small pencil. And then I go down here, wait till at least. So let's say that I want it to be 8 o'clock in the morning. Then maybe I want to put 8 and 8:01 and set this to AM. I can choose whether this should be in the account time zone, in your time zone, or in the contact time zone. And then of course, I just remember to hit save changes. And now we can see that the waiting step actually says between 8 and 8:01 AM in account time zone. And we know that this is the time they will gain access to module two and receive this email. So I hope this video gave you some clarity on auto responses versus automation and what will suit your setup the best.